This passage of the Gospel of John is, on the one hand, so familiar, even though it was in a translation that gives it a fresh new sound. And on the other hand, it is so densely theological that it's almost impossible to read it without your mind going into autopilot. Kind of, yeah, what he said. But when I slow down and really focus on what John is saying, I don't know how he had the imagination or the insight to put those things into words. John said, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God." John is describing how Jesus existed before being born as a human. That reality is such a mystery that it really requires music and video to communicate it, not just words. And John didn't have any special effects. He goes on to talk about creation and the transition between nothingness and everything coming into being. These are just huge ideas. The only way John could have imagined them was by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And then there's this one little sentence. "The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone." I was present once at the home birth of one of our godsons. It was an extraordinary experience that is hard for me to describe even now. Except that I remember listening to the two midwives. While my friend was in the latter stage of labor, they were sitting on the bed and between contractions were talking about what they were going to have for dinner. It was such a mind-boggling moment. One minute there was a pregnant woman in labor, and the next, a new human being. A human being that had entered the world and the calendar history of that person's life began. A person who would impact the world. A person without whom the world would be a different place. Toward the end of this passage, John speaks of people being reborn. He says, "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. For John to use the language of rebirth means, I think, a stunning, enormous, comprehensive change taking place in a person's life. This kind of birth is not physical, resulting from human passion or intention. It is spiritual birth that comes only from God. It is something that happens in addition to the physical birth that we all experience. I was awake and aware at the births of both our sons. The first breath of newborn physical life is, I don't know, I don't really have words. You've been waiting and anticipating this moment for months, and then it happens. A little body is suddenly visible, and everything hangs on that first breath of life outside the womb. I suppose everyone present holds their breath until the baby breathes. After you've been around a while, you take breathing for granted, but not in the beginning. I remember when our boys were babies, if they napped longer than usual, I would sneak into the room to listen and watch and be sure that they were breathing. When one of our granddaughters was born, I went to help, and one night she slept in a bassinet next to me, and I remember thinking, I'm in charge of making sure she's breathing. I may have to stay awake. Breathing is life. I suppose we are more aware of that than ever in this season of COVID, a virus that so profoundly affects the lungs and a person's ability to breathe. I've also been present more than once at the bedside of someone who is near death. At this other end of earthly life, each breath, again, becomes something that you measure and wait on and treasure. Recently, a friend wrote this about the death of her mother-in-law. Millie, my mother-in-law and sister in Christ, passed from this earth early on October 4th, 2020. As I watched her breath leave her body in one last long extended exhale, I held my own breath, waiting for her to take one more. A millennium of moments passed before I realized there would be no more. What followed has been weeks of learning how to be the one left, tending to immense grief and others while trying to understand my own. This week, thanks to the kindness of family members on all sides, I finally exhaled, and I can finally cling to what I know to be true, that Mom's last long extended exhale was followed by the first full deep inhale of her resurrected life. The author goes on, back in the 90s, Millie wrote books of meditations and devotions, and through these books, she still writes to us. She writes to people who know God's steadfast love and faithfulness. She writes to people who need to be reminded of God's steadfast love and faithfulness. She writes to me. And this week of Christmas, she writes of the one who came himself, breathing his own first earthly breath as a baby, so that I might have the assuredness of that same first deep inhale of my own resurrected life. End of quote. When Jesus took his own first breath and his own last breath, he made our eternal life possible. Eternity is not off in the future one day when our physical life has ended. We have it within us now, a spark of eternity. The Spirit of God come to life in us, born in us now. Put your hand here. And take a breath. And just consider that there is something so tremendous dwelling in you right now. There's a group of folks here at St. James that gathers three times a week on Zoom, of all things, to engage the prayer practice of centering prayer. At the start of each session, to get us ready for that time of prayer, we take a little time to focus on the breath, breathing deeply, matching the exhale to the inhale, becoming present to the breath of life that so unconsciously happens within us at each moment. Focusing on the breath like that has a calming, settling effect, and reminds us that we are connected in the core of our being with God. We are infused with God's own life that John likens to light. Think about how the dawning light in early morning transforms everything. That kind of transformational power resides in you at every moment. Take a deep breath now. And then another. Focus on your lungs and your heart space. Notice the gift of life you have been given and the gift of eternity that is yours. It was Jesus, the Son of God, taking his first and last breath on this earth that made that gift of eternity possible for you today and always. And for that gift, on this Christmas day, we give thanks. Amen.